When's the last time that you actually made the ask for a podcast review? And I'm not talking about mentioning it once or twice in passing. I'm also not talking about just casually hoping that somebody leaves a review. I'm talking about actually asking, because here's what I see all the time. And this conversation was actually brought up inside of my Fix My Podcast live event, but I see people not asking, or they asked like one time 6 months ago and then they didn't really talk about it after that. Or they do these review parties, right? You know, the ones where you do the swaps, where everybody leaves surface level reviews that don't actually help anyone. And yes, we're definitely going to talk about review parties. But then you wonder why you only have a few reviews, or you wonder why you haven't gotten a review in a really long time. And the answer is actually a lot simpler than you think. And no, it's not attending another podcast review party. So if you're ready to learn how to actually get podcast reviews without the swaps, the parties, or the awkwardness, and some actual tactical things that you can literally do and apply to your business and your podcast right now, my friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, have you joined my free Moms Who Podcast community over on School? Because if you haven't, it is where I share behind-the-scenes trainings, resources, and extra lessons to help you take what you hear on the show even deeper. You'll be meeting other moms building podcasts, juggling business and family life, and figuring it out together. Head over to school.com/podcasters or just tap that link in the show notes and come and join us. All right, my friend. So do podcast reviews even matter? So I'm specifically going to be talking about Apple Podcast. Every podcast platform does reviews differently. Like, for example, I'm not a Spotify user, but to my understanding, you can only rate on Spotify. You cannot leave a written review. On Apple, though, you can leave a written review. And so there is a myth that reviews on your podcast help you rank higher. However, I did the research and went straight to Apple's official documentation. And here's what Apple actually says about this. Ratings and reviews do not directly affect chart rankings. And this is really important, number one, to know that ratings and reviews do not affect chart rankings, but also, even though they don't directly move the needle on rankings, they indirectly help, because podcast reviews build trust and social proof. So when a new listener lands on your show and they see 5 stars and genuine reviews, they're more likely to hit follow, they're more likely to hit play, and follows, which used to be called subscribe, they do affect your ranking. So when somebody leaves a podcast review, that helps influence whether other people will listen or follow, and those factors influence the charts. So we want to think of podcast reviews as trust builders, as, again, social proof or testimonials, but they are not algorithm hacks. So getting more reviews is not going to help you rank on the charts. They're not going to game the system, but they will get people to hit play. And so with that being said, I do want to let you know what actually does affect rankings. So listening, okay, when people actually play your episodes. Also when people follow your show. So again, this used to be called subscribe. So when people subscribe and or follow your show, that definitely helps the rankings. And completion rate. So when people finish your podcast episodes. And so I thought this was really interesting, but again, it makes complete sense because reviews are social proof and testimonials, and they build trust and credibility. And so going to a review party or commenting on a review swap post is not going to work. You know the ones, drop your podcast link. You review mine, I'll review yours. I have been a part of these Facebook groups. I'm probably still a part of these Facebook groups. Although I will say, I rarely see those posts anymore. though I'm sure after this episode, I'll probably see a bunch, but obviously there's good intent behind it, right? Because reviews help, like regardless of if they help you rank on the charts or not, reviews are still incredibly helpful. Again, they help new people who are finding your show every single day build trust, and it helps somebody decide if they want to follow or hit play. And so although they have a good intention, an influx of reviews all at once looks very suspicious to Apple. And again, I'm only going to talk about Apple because that's what I know. And again, every podcast platform is different. But I actually remember back in 2023, most likely, so about 3 years ago, I remember being a part of this mastermind group who had a review party on the calendar. And I remember joining the Zoom call and I was so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to get so many reviews. It's going to be amazing. And I feel like, I don't know for sure, but I feel like I should have had at least 30 or more, probably maybe 60 if I'm going to over exaggerate. But I know for a fact that I was supposed to have like 30 plus reviews on the podcast. And I waited, because if you don't know, I don't know if this has changed actually, because I actually haven't gotten a review on my podcast. I actually did about a week ago, buddy from the Fix My Podcast Live event, Celeste. Shout out to Celeste. Thank you so much for the review. I'll have to read her review in a second. But prior to the review that Celeste left on my podcast, I haven't had one for 7 months. And so I haven't been like tracking it or really paying attention. But I know that how it used to work is that if somebody leaves a review, it doesn't even show up for like 48 hours. So somebody will say that they left a review, but you're not even going to see it right away. And so I remember being at this review party and just waiting a couple of days for the review. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. And a couple of days passed and I did not see any reviews, and like a week passed and still no reviews on the show. And I was like, what is going on? I remember reaching out to Apple, and I don't think I ever actually received a resolution. And I obviously don't think I like pushed it or anything, but I never got the reviews from that review party. I did not see a single one. And I think that when there is an influx of reviews like that, I think that they do flag it. And so I personally do not endorse review swaps. And it didn't used to be that way, obviously. Like I just told you, I was on a Zoom call 3 years ago and was living it up, like, you know, so excited to get reviews. But you will never catch me doing that in my community. I will never do a review swap. I will never do a review party, because it's just very inauthentic and it's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve you in the long run. And people can tell, especially now with AI, people can tell if a review is genuine or not, right? Like they can tell. And so Rob Walch, who is the VP of Podcaster Relations at Libsyn, which is where I got this information, he said that review parties that create a sudden burst of reviews can look suspicious and they don't help rankings. And then the reviews are always so surface level and obvious. Like, and I remember being at the review party on the Zoom and everybody was linking their Apple podcast in the chat. And I remember like, you know, pulling up their show and like, I don't even really know what to say. I don't know what to type. I don't know this person. And so the reviews are so surface level. They're like, great podcast. Love this show. So helpful. They're not from people who actually listen. And honestly, it feels so inauthentic, as I said, because you want genuine reviews from people who genuinely listen to your show, right? Those are the reviews that are going to build that trust. And so before I go further, I'm going to read Celeste's review that says, podcast audit strategy is gold. Sometimes being so close to your business, you can't see what's missing. I loved how I was able to get actionable advice tailored to me. I can make changes to not only enhance my audience experience, but discoverability. Thank you, Pamela. You are the podcast strategist I needed to kick off 2026. Celeste, I appreciate you. Celeste was the very first hot seat podcast audit that I did for the Fix My Podcast event that I did in early February. And it was so much fun. And I cannot wait to see the improvements that she makes on her show. And I really thank you, Celeste, if you're listening, for the review. And so, okay, Pamela, so you're telling me that getting podcast reviews is not going to help me rank on the charts. So what is the point? What's the point of getting podcast reviews? And so the point is, again, getting that social proof, getting that testimonial, and building that trust with your future and even current listeners, right? And so how How do you do it? What is the best way to get reviews on your podcast? And I hope you're ready. Get your notebook out, bookmark this episode, come back to it when you need it. But I'm going to give you some really actionable advice today, okay? And I'm excited because I'm literally doing the same thing in my business. And I can't wait to see how a month from now looks, or even 3 months, because I'm going to be going hard with this. Because no, it doesn't help rank, but it does build that trust. And I mean, I can use this on my website. I can use this on sales pages. And so I'm excited. And also, it doesn't have to be complicated. Okay. The reason that you don't have podcast reviews, or the reason why you're so confused about how to go about it, is because you're not asking for the review. Because if you're asking for reviews and you're already doing that, that's great. I would say to you, if they're not leaving a review and you ask them to, if they said that they're going to and they didn't, follow up, right? Like, we all get busy. And if they didn't respond to you about leaving a review, again, follow up once or twice, and then, you know, leave it alone and ask somebody else. And then if they say no, then they just say no. But like, I don't think I've ever had anybody say no. I've probably had people forget, obviously. And then I, of course, have had moments where I've forgotten to follow up. But when is the last time that you actually asked for a review? Most podcasters, they never ask, or they ask once and then they give up. So you have to ask consistently, not just once. And you have to make it a part of your, I don't know what to call it, like your, make it a part of your follow-up routine, your follow-up system, make it a part of your marketing system, make it a part of your content system. I don't know what to call it. That's for you to find out. But you have to ask consistently. And so not just once. Again, it has to be a part of a plan. And you have to make it easy for somebody. This is like one of the things that I'm personally working on inside of my business, is I want to make it so easy for somebody to either sign up for something or take any type of action. I want to make it super easy for them. And so the best way to get a podcast review is to just ask, okay? And so here is my favorite ways to do that. And this is what I'm doing right now. So what I'm doing currently is I just hosted the Fix My Podcast event. I'm going to email the registrants of that event. And I know that I did this already, but the four people that I audited, including Celeste, one of the things that I said in their follow-up email was if they got any value, if they could leave a review on the podcast. And clearly that worked. That was an email. I linked straight to my Apple, and Celeste left me a review because I asked her to. So I've already emailed those four people. One person out of the four already did the review. Again, thank you so much, Celeste. So what I could do if I didn't hear from the other three is I could send a follow-up email and say, hey, just wanted to make sure you received my other email. And again, if you got any value, I'd love it if you leave a review, da da da. Right. So I am also going to email the other registrants of the event and ask, hey, if you attended this event, because I had 19 people stay throughout the duration of the event, if you got any value, if you could leave a review, that would be so helpful. And this works because they genuinely have something to say. So in your follow-up sequences, you can add a review ask to your post service emails. So if somebody's like, if you're offboarding somebody, or after somebody finishes working with you, if you complete a project, after somebody goes through any type of training, or if they bought a digital product for you, you can make it automated. You set it up one time and you ask. So that's one way to get a review, is to just ask, right? Make it a part of your, again, your marketing plan, your content plan, your offboarding plan, whatever type of plan, make it a part of it, ask, and then follow up. Okay. Another way that I love to get reviews is to do a contest or a survey. So I do a survey every year. Now, I did not specifically have leaving a review on my podcast a part of this one, particularly this last one in December of 2025. But what you can do is you can do a contest or a survey. This is super low lift, and then you can give them an incentive. So incentives are great, because when you're asking them to do something for you, you want to be able to give them something in return. So if they are filling out a survey, or if they are entering in a contest, or what, taking an action, right, which in this case, we're talking about them taking the action to leave a review for you, then in turn, because they did that, they take a screenshot, they send it to you, and then, and only then, they're entered in to win the contest, right? So in my example, I did a survey in December. I do it every single year. I send it out to my list. Fill out this survey. If you do, you will then be entered in to win whatever, it is, right? So in this case, I said that if they filled out the survey, they would be entered in to win a 50% off of my podcast audit services or a 60-minute podcast strategy call with me, so they can choose between the two. And then in addition, also getting a Mom Sue podcast sweatshirt. Now, again, I did not make Apple Podcast a part of this, but I could have done something like, and if you want a bonus entry, leave a review on the podcast. Or I could have just said, hey, I'm doing this, whatever it is, and here's how you enter. You need to leave a review on the podcast, screenshot it to me, send it over in an email so that I know. And you want to make sure that you're getting the screenshot, because again, it doesn't even show up for a few days. And also, you can't tell by the username, because everybody's Apple Podcast username is like completely different. And sometimes there's no name and it's just a random, not random to them, but like it's random to us and we don't know who left the review. So be sure that you're actually getting a screenshot of that so that they could officially be entered. So you want to do that. That will give you a good burst of genuine reviews from real listeners. And it's not going to be a burst in the way that a podcast review party is, because for one, this is so vastly different from a review party. You're not receiving the reviews at the exact same time in an influx. So the reviews are coming in staggered. And then not only are they coming in consistently and not at all at the same time like a review party, but also the reviews are going to be genuine, right? And then another way is if you have any free trainings or paid trainings, asking for the review at the end of the training. So a beautiful example of this, I just released the Podcast to Clients Method series inside of my school community. It's totally free. It's like a 7-video series. And in the very first lesson, I'm asking, hey, as you go through this series, if you have any type of aha moment or breakthrough or anything at all, please leave me a review on the podcast. I also list a couple of other different ways that they can do this. So I don't only say leave me a review on the podcast. I say DM me on school if you want it to be private. Post in the community under the wins wall, right? So I give them like different options. I think one of the other things I say is like reach out to me on Instagram. I think I say that, you know, in case they wanted to send me a voice note. So I give them options. It's whatever feels comfortable with them, but just putting that in there as an option is great. And so they've just consumed your content and they're already engaged. So it's a natural place to ask. And then also, if you post on Instagram or Threads, just a simple reminder, it doesn't have to be complicated. So if you're sharing about your podcast every week, or maybe you haven't shared about it in a long time, literally take a screenshot of your podcast, specifically of like your podcast artwork or whatever, however you want to do it. And then just post on Instagram stories and say, hey, if you've ever listened, leave me a review. And then make sure that you obviously put the link to Apple or Spotify or wherever you want them to, you know, rate or review. And then also people forget how to do it. So you want to like literally show them. So sometimes like you might have to record a Loom video or like screenshot and then like circle where it says write a review in purple over on Apple. And then also like when you email your list, put it at the bottom like, hey, you've ever received any type of value from me ever, like leave a review, you know? You don't have to do it in every single email, just occasionally. Again, make it a part of your plan. And then I personally think that doing these things that I just mentioned is a little bit more powerful than just asking in an episode, right? Like when you say it in your outro, I just don't think that's effective. I actually have a very different take on intros and outros, which I need to record episodes about that. I just don't think it's effective. I don't think it's effective to ask for a review at like the very last second of your episode. If you're going to ask anything, you got to do it at the beginning of the episode if it's the primary action that you want your listeners to take. And so the bottom line is that you have to ask. So what I'm personally doing is I'm emailing the people who I've audited. I'm emailing people that I've worked with, people who I've wrapped up projects with. I'm asking them for a review into my lessons and my trainings inside of school. And also I just released my paid podcast launch system. So if you've been wanting to launch a podcast, that is available for you to take step by step inside of the school community. And so I'm also going to be adding it in there as well. Like, hey, leave a review if you are getting any value from this, right? Also the people who sign up for it. So the people who have paid for that course already got an email a few days into the email sequence. And then I'm following up and asking again, hey, like, you know, again, as you're going through this, if there was any breakthrough, I would love it if you would leave me a review, give me feedback. You want to keep it short and simple and just ask and don't overthink it. So podcast reviews won't help you with the rankings. Okay. They're not going to help you get on the charts, but they do build trust. And trust gets people to hit play and get people to follow, which is what you want them to do, because that is what helps your rankings. So you don't need a review party. You don't need a review swap. You just need to ask consistently, genuinely, and after you have given value. And hey, if this episode was helpful for you, you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to ask. Now, this is an exception because this episode was literally about podcast reviews. So I literally just told you that asking is the answer. So I'm asking. It takes literally less than 30 seconds. And it would be so amazing if you would leave a review. It genuinely helps the show. If you're on Apple, just click on where it says write a review. If you're listening on Spotify, please rate the show. And if you're listening in any other player, do whatever you got to do to leave a review, write a review. All of it genuinely helps. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.